You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the sizzling soul and white funk of The Mason Affair. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today's featured artist has me longing for the days that I spent in SoCal. They are the Los Angeles-based band The Mason Affair, and these are some funky-ass white boys, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. Adding to the excitement is the fact that things are taking off for this 8-piece band fronted by Mike Mason. Along with a huge list of live shows on the horizon, the band is set to release 2 EPs in the not-so-distant future. I had a chance to speak with Mike Mason of The Mason Affair, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. Here is The Mason Affair with Sex Love Games.
Imagine what I did to you, or didn't do, to make you play this game with me. So tell me what I have to do to be with you and get you back. Don't play dumb. I know you need it too.
That was The Mason Affair with Sex Love Games. Visit the band at their official website, www.themasonaffair.com. Rockwired spoke with Mike Mason of The Mason Affair just a couple of days ago, and here's how the interview went.
Well, you guys are hitting the gig circuit with a vengeance, and you've got two EPs on the way. So talk about all the activity that's happening with the band. How excited are you about these pending releases and these upcoming shows?
And I'm stoked. I mean, it's taken a long time for us to get all of the work done that we needed to just to prepare for doing shows and getting out there. I mean, where we're starting out at in L.A. is a pretty competitive market, so we just want to make sure we got our stuff together real nice, and then we go out there, make some good music for people, and, you know, just go out strong. You know, it's been sort of a long time coming, a lot of work in the studio and rehearsing and stuff like that, but getting out and finally being able to present to people is really going to be a lot of fun for us.
Well, it sounds like I'm catching you guys at the very, very beginning of everything. Is that the case, or...?
Not so much. I mean, I've done different sort of combinations of musicians with the band. We were previously called Mason, and had a bunch of stuff going on around town. We had a few radio stations picking us up, and it ended up just sort of falling apart. You know, I was playing with a few people who moved off into other directions, either playing with other bands, or they just couldn't quite hold it together, so I wanted to take a little step back and sort of come fresh with everything. You know, some of the songs that I have coming out on both those EPs, I just put together. I wrote all the stuff and recorded it all myself, you know, because I couldn't find, I didn't want to deal with, I guess, so much a bunch of the same musician sort of drama that I had before. And, you know, just recently I got a little combination of musicians together. You know, with this combination, it's pretty fresh, but you know, definitely not new to getting out there and playing some music.
And how many musicians are making up this current lineup?
We got eight people now. We have three horns, two guitars, bass, drums, keys.
I see. And talk about how music began for you as an individual. How did that start?
You know, I guess I was probably in middle school, and a buddy of mine and I decided we wanted to start playing guitar together just for something to do. You know, we both really liked a lot of the same music and wanted to see if we could play some of it, and I just sort of ended up sticking through with it, and over the years, been in bands of pretty much all types, you know, from heavy rock to a little bit of a hip-hop thing, and now I'm trying to do sort of a newer version of punk. You know, it's just sort of, it's been one of those rare things that just sort of speaks to me. Just sort of playing is just sort of what I feel natural and comfortable doing. You know, I mean, just something that's really connected with me and something that I've really enjoyed doing over the years and really wanted to stick it out with.
So with all this inspiration behind you, at what point did, you know, you begin, you know, writing it down and performing it? When did that happen?
You know, from the beginning, I always sort of felt like doing music and writing music specifically was, I don't know, it felt easier than trying to learn other people's songs in some ways. You know, we started out playing in like a super hard rock band where we would be doing, you know, Black Sabbath covers, Metallica. I think we played Slayer's Rain in Blood at my high school lunch or something like that one day. So we were, you know, we didn't realize how inappropriate that was then, but it was pretty fun anyway. You know, and in that band, you know, we just sort of started kicking ideas around. We didn't know how to play our instruments for anything, but, you know, we would start kicking ideas around, end up just writing them, and, you know, it sort of blossomed from there, and then sort of as time went by, you know, my music taste sort of changed or expanded, and it's just sort of, you know, it's sort of gotten to where it is now, and hopefully I'm progressing. I hope that's the case from the days of two-chord heavy metal rock, you know.
And talk about the genesis of The Mason Affair. How did it begin?
You know, sort of began as a project. I had a band for a while in L.A. You know, I think at one point that band got up to 11 people where we had a 5-piece horn section and everything. And, you know, eventually it sort of became a little too tough to contain. So I, you know, the sort of thing dissolved. And from there, I wanted to just sort of take a step backwards, do a little bit of writing and recording on my own and see if I could try and put together something like an album or, you know, put together the music that I really felt like put together instead of, you know, having to go through 11 different voices and ideas to try and get one song together. I felt like it was sort of time to just start on my own. And so from there, you know, I started recording songs, writing more and more, and ended up putting enough material together for an album. And from there, I said, all right, well, it might be fun to translate this kind of music into a live thing. And started looking for musicians, met up with the drummer first, and he introduced me to the guitar player and the bass player, and I had some luck posting a Craigslist ad and found a couple of the horn players over there, and it just sort of evolved in, you know, everybody knew somebody who could come in and really add to the whole character of the thing, and I feel like the way it's come is different from where it started, but it's definitely moving in a good direction, you know.
Visit the band at www.themasonaffair.com. Here is The Mason Affair once again with Shapeshifter.
Yeah.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com is proud to present the January Artist of the Month, the Jesus Rehab, and their CD, The Highest Highs and the Lowest Lows. Never before has love and life sounded this electrified, or this quirky, as evidenced by the songs Memories Are Better Than Photographs, Running in Place, and the irresistible pop of If It Feels Good, It Is Good. Armed with frenetic arrangements and irony that could put Shel Silverstein to shame, this is a collection of songs worthy of repeated plays on the old iPod. Visit the band at www.thejesusrehab.com. The highest highs and the lowest lows from The Jesus Rehab. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Online radio that rocks. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today we're giving it up for the sizzling soul and white funk of the Los Angeles-based band The Mason Affair. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Mike Mason of The Mason Affair about what can be expected from the band in the coming year, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And talk about the current lineup that you have. Tell me what it is you think the players bring to this project that makes it work.
Well, you know, it's interesting. A lot of the guys go to a school out here called Cal Art Institute. And it's sort of an art school where they do a lot of, I guess some of their strengths are music for film, classical music, jazz. I think they do a lot of jazz performance stuff. And so a few of the players, the keyboard player specifically, our trombone player and the bass player, they all went there and sort of picked up on all of these pretty interesting influences from, you know, learning at that side of the world, the music world. A couple of the other guys went to the School of Music in Berkeley in Boston, which is a pretty pretty hoity-toity music kind of place where they do a lot of music training and jazz theory and stuff like that. So a lot of the guys are really coming from a place where their music is, you know, their musical knowledge is, like, as far surpasses my own. I think I'm probably the dimwit of the group. But, you know, everybody brings that sort of knowledge in. You know, if I've got an idea, I'll paint it like it's a picture. I'll say, all right, picture yourself in this kind of situation, and then I'll give them some sort of visual image, and they won't know what the hell I'm talking about, but they'll be able to sort of translate the idea into something a little bit more, I guess, music related, like they can communicate each other in more of a technical way. So that helps me out, you know, when they start talking about those expensive chords with all the 9s, 7s, and 13s, I have no idea what they're talking about either. As long as they do, that's great, you know, as long as it sounds good, you know.
You kind of half answered this question already, but I'll ask it anyway. Explain, if it can be explained, the creative process. How do you go about writing songs?
It usually starts with something I put together. I mean, I'll come in with an idea or a full song, you know, I play bass and guitar, and I suck at keyboards, but I'm able to get a few ideas across. So I'll come in with, you know, sort of a structure. I'll have the words written and sort of the way I want the song to go. And what will happen is I'll show it to the guys. You know, they'll look at the parts that I've created and sort of add their stuff in there. And, you know, it'll sort of go from there. Each person will sort of their own little take on the music that I started out. You know, we're doing a couple of songs that we haven't recorded or performed just yet that some of the other guys put together in the band. So, you know, it's coming from a few different directions all at once, but typically it'll start just from a little foundation that I come up with.
And from these, and from the upcoming EPs that are coming out, what songs resonate for you the most and why?
You know, we've got one called Sex, Love, Games. That's me. That's, I think, one of the first songs I wrote before the EP. That's on the EP that's going to be titled Rendezvous. And I played all the instruments on that one. And it sort of hits me hard because I like, you know, where it's coming from. It's a simpler track than other stuff I've worked on. It seems like it's got some punch. And it's just sort of fun, you know. And it's a fun song to play. I feel like it's got a good bounce to it, you know. The other one is going to be the other single we're releasing off of the other album, which is called Promise Me, the album and the single both. And, you know, it's a slower song. It started out, we actually have two versions of it, one that's a little bit more up-tempo and it's got a little bit more of a dance feel to it. And the other one is sort of a slow, almost sexy kind of song that it's much different from anything I've done before, which I like. I like that about it, you know. It's got a different flair, you know. I hope I hope people like it as well. We also have a few songs. One called Shapeshifter, which is an older song. It sort of survived different combinations of the band. And I really like playing that one. It's got a fun dance kind of funk feel to it. That one's a lot of fun to play live. A lot of people really seem to get into that one. And, you know, if the audience is feeling it, then that just makes me sort of feel it even more. It's sort of what it's all about, you know.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard the band's music?
You know, we were talking about it before the interview. Times are pretty tough for a lot of people right now. You know, I mean, economically and just sort of almost spiritually. Like, I feel like we've, as a society, have a lot of weight that we carry around. It's the kind of music that I like, that I appreciate, that I would hopefully like to bring to people is something positive. You know, I think escape is probably not the right word, but I think people need to be reminded of sort of the joys in life when they're so often reminded of all the fears and anxieties they just sort of carry around day by day. You know, if there's anything I wanted to take away from the music I'm putting down is, you know, there's stuff to enjoy, there's good times still to be had, and, you know, just take each moment and appreciate it for what it is. You know, I feel like that's just sort of what music in general is all about.
Visit the band at www.themasonaffair.com. Here is The Mason Affair once more with the Jimi Hendrix classic, Fire.
Come on, baby, you ain't got nothing, yeah. Don't care for me, I don't care about that. You've got any food that I'd like to laugh at? Cause I have only one burning desire now. Let me stay next to your fire. Let me stay next to your fire.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Mike Mason of The Mason Affair. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Dresses are gray with years, I'm passing out in our street clothes. Now the hard times are behind us, but let's not be afraid.